Elvis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 610. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Hi there. So I guess yesterday, big day with the Selection Sunday. NCAA
tournament.
Are
you paying attention to it? Because I feel like nobody around here is paying attention to it because like none of our teams are in it.
Well,
like, right.
So here's the thing. Kentucky, yeah, and Louisville both not in the NCAA tournament. Neither is Western or Bellarmine. Morehead State
has
is.
Has that like ever happened? I feel like it's
I'm sure there is a period in time where that has happened, but I'm not to my recent memory. Louisville was like the first team out. So there was still that chance that if there was a team that couldn't play due to maybe like COVID or due to some other circumstance, then Louisville would get the nod and sneak into the tournament. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But
I mean, not even my Boilermakers. I mean, nothing.
Morehead State is in, so there's that. Rick Pitino fans feel happy to know that his Iona Gales earned a bid this year in his first time. And he becomes one of three coaches to take, five teams to the NCAA tournament? Louisville, Kentucky, Providence, Boston University, and then Iona. Who was one of the other coaches? None other than Tubby Smith. So,
wow.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't really mean to jump into like a whole sports section here, but you know, got that out of the way.
I feel like it's a feel bad story, not a feel good story.
Yeah, yeah, not a lot of excitement around the tournament this year in these parts. You know, Indiana University didn't make it, so it's just well, all right, yeah.
We really kind of legit don't have a dog in the fight.
So really, I mean, I guess we could watch it with just like with no dog in the fight. It's just like, well, you know what? I don't care. Whatever happens,
you're not
happens.
Emotionally invested.
Not emotionally invested, so you
now
don't
listen,
have as much stress.
I have to say this. Like, my husband he's not even going to fill out a bracket.
Oh,
he didn't watch.
Oh, yeah.
No, huh?
All right, all right. Mm-hmm.
That is how distanced he is. Now, he's still going to, you know, take some time off, have the boys over, and watch some games.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I think emotionally at a distance.
Yeah, I get it. We had the Grammy Awards last night. So we'll tiptoe around that here this morning. Plus, we've got an update, I guess, in about an hour on whatever happened with our hacked money system, things like that. So we're moving forward with that here in about an hour. So we got stuff. We got some group therapy to get to here this morning. And we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to do what we can here this morning.
Let's get through this Monday that we're starting off with an hour less of sleep. We got to muddle through that this week, too.
Yeah, I had to convince my youngest daughter that it was, in fact, time for bed when it wasn't, like, I hadn't changed all the clocks in our house. And she looked over and she's like, that says 8 o'clock. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock. It's bedtime. She's like, I don't even believe you.
I'm like, I know. Yes. Well, her body is saying, listen, my body is not saying that either.
We'll crawl through this Monday here together. We've got some feel-good stories for you and a bunch of other stuff here this morning on 99.7 DJX. A big winner Saturday night in Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. So, yeah, this past weekend was quite the awards show weekend. Justin Bieber, Millie Bobby Brown, BTS, and Ariana Grande, all big winners there. BTS. Winning the most Orange Blimp trophies, including favorite musical group and favorite global musical star and favorite song for Dynamite. And Bieber, he sung Intentions and had a little bit of his new one, Hold On. And then that one you just heard there, Anyone. So, all right.
Was there slime?
Oh, yeah.
That's
of course.
What I need to know.
Yeah, yeah. It's Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Award. Keenan Thompson was the host. So, there was definitely some slime there. All right, let's get to your feel good.
It feels good.
Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So we got a message from a listener, Eileen, about a GoFundMe she set up for her best friend of 15 years. and her friend's husband, the Clemens. They unfortunately lost their family business, General Waterproofing and Mold Remediation there in New Albany, to a devastating fire, and they did not have insurance.
Oh, no.
That is the feel-bad part of it. Took the fire department, I guess, 45 minutes to get there. Not sure of the details on that. But maybe we can create a feel-good with sharing the link. We'll tweet it out, and maybe we can help them rebuild.
Oh, okay.
See? This is going to literally, hopefully, rise from the ashes to become a feel-good. We can get the community to rally behind and help them out.
So tell me a little bit about their business. What's their business again?
Their business is General Waterproofing and Mold Remediation in New Albany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I guess they've been a part of the community there for a long time, mm-hmm. and we'll tweet out the link so you can, you know, hopefully do what you can. They have a goal of $5,000 for the GoFundMe. They're about at $3,231 right now.
All right.
So I guess, you know, what we can do is share, donate if you can, and, you know, help this local family.
All right. Have the opportunity to make it a feel good.
Yes.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see that and get that link there on 99.7 DJX. Here in about 45 minutes, we're going to learn more about what this hacker has done with our contest. So, I mean, we were trying to give away money, or at least tell you how we were going to give away money last week. Instead, we got a big "you've been hacked" with a evil laugh emoji in the back end of our system. So, as you probably have heard, this hacker has hacked into our entire contest. So, we're going
to... And I'm kind of looking at it as a chance to just kind of sit back and not do a lot of work because we're not in charge anymore.
Well, yeah, let's hope, though, that everything is on the up and up, that this is a good thing. I mean, when we're not in control, we don't have control over, you know, what happened. So I like knowing what's happening instead of the situation we're in right now where
you're a little bit of a control freak. I get that.
My hands are sweaty. I don't know what is happening.
Like, wait, I push the buttons around here. What's happening?
Yeah. So anyways, about 7:20, we'll learn more. Setting the bar stories, small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a bank when you're test driving a brand new car, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Well, that's, you know what? Kind of clever for the getaway car. I mean, it's not registered to you.
No.
In theory, this is kind of almost genius.
Well, that's,
don't do that.
Maybe what Eric was thinking when he drove a car dealership loaner to a bank, robbed the bank, then drove back to the dealership to use the stolen money to buy a BMW.
Ah, it's the perfect crime. I mean, those are pricey. So how else are you going to afford it? You need to go take money. It's not yours. And then hand it over and say, I'm going to need to drive this home.
Yeah. So the bank teller, filled the bag that Eric had with him with a bundle of 20s with recorded serial numbers. And then obviously when he left the bank and went to the BMW dealership, police were quickly there and they found all the traceable cash and the little pellet gun that he used to rob the bank. So again.
So did he walk in with a big bag of money, put it on the table and say, I'd like to buy it with this?
I think so.
Can I
yeah.
go now?
Yeah, he had $5,086 and he walked back to the dealership and was like, you know what? On the table, out the door. Let's do this.
Yeah. He was a little short. I mean, it's a nice down payment.
Maybe it was a down payment. Maybe that's what he was thinking. I don't know. But anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day, and I get it. Buying a car can be stressful. It can be stressful.
Yeah, if you're a baller on a budget, that's tough.
Yeah.
When you want to drive a nice BMW around, but you don't have the funds to make that happen, you got to get creative.
You're trying to live an Instagram lifestyle on a budget that doesn't afford that, then, you know, sometimes. But this isn't the way to do it, okay?
No, don't do that.
All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a bank when you're test driving a new car, you're doing okay.
Wow. Clever. Not, though, but don't do that.
Right. it's setting the bar. Billie Eilish there, 99.7 DJX. Grammy Awards, she closed the night winning Record of the Year for the second year in a row. This time, Everything I Wanted was the song that she won Record of the Year for. However, when she accepted her award, she didn't really thank anyone other than the person that she thought should have won the award.
This is really embarrassing for me. Megan, girl. I was gonna write a speech about how you deserve this, but then I was like, there's no way they're gonna choose me. I was like, it's hers.
Yeah, she's talking about Megan Thee Stallion.
You deserve this. You had a year that I think is untoppable. You are a queen. I want to cry thinking about how much I love you.
All right, so there you go. Billie Eilish. Of course, Megan Thee Stallion did win. She got Best Rap Song for Savage. She also won in the category that Jack Harlow was nominated in, Best Rap Performance. So, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion had a night, as we'll say. Also, Taylor Swift, she won. Beyonce, she set a record. Most overall Grammy wins for a female artist, 28. That is pretty impressive, along with...
Well, and her family set a record. Like, now they're the winningest family in Grammy history when you count Jay-Z's wins, and her sister Solange has 11.
And then her daughter now becomes the second youngest winner ever at 9 years old. So Blue Ivy picking up a Grammy there as well. So it started with Harry Styles singing a little Watermelon Sugar. Sounded good. The Silk Sonic, Anderson .Paak, and Bruno Mars.
Their little public plea to get on the show worked.
Their pitch to the Grammys, to the Recording Academy, worked, and they made it and performed their song. I mean, just dripping.
Oh, that's a lyrical picture that they're painting.
They are.
Is it not? They're like the Bob Ross of music.
The Bob Ross of music.
Yeah.
Yes, Bruno and Anderson.
Rose petals.
Oh,
in
my gosh. Yes. So, yeah, her winning Song of the Year for I Can't Breathe, and then Miranda Lambert taking home the Grammy for Best Country Album for Wild Card. So, yeah, the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards last night, that was the reschedule it normally takes place at the end of January there. But yeah, so there you go. Grammy Awards on 99.7 DJX. All right. If you want to get more, if you want to see more, we've got all of that up at WDJX.com for you to see some of the performances and things like that that went down last night. Every hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
Traveling to Bend, Oregon for this, where one guy spent his time at home over the last several months building a 1,000% legit replica of his favorite local movie rental place, Family Video, that had to close in his basement.
Okay, so he...
And it's amazing.
So he built a video store?
A video rental place. Okay. A video rental store in his basement.
Okay.
Because since they had to close, like, he was able to get, like, the actual shelving from the store and bring it in. I mean, you walk into the door and you think you're in a video rental. I mean, it's so legit, it's insane. So the guy's wife shared it on TikTok. It went viral on the handle at the Video Bunker.
Okay.
And again, she was really thinking, hey, let's refinish the kitchen cabinets.
Nope. Okay, right.
He had other plans. So the main room of the store has their collection of DVDs and Blu-rays, and they have many. And then there's a drink fridge, a counter full of movie snacks, a cash register.
Okay.
and a lot of random movie knickknacks that he's picked up every now and then.
Okay.
Off the main room is the viewing room with two recliners, wall-to-wall shelving of the VHS tapes, a laser disc player, and a collection of retro video games. I mean, it's legit.
All right.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. And again, we just finished our basement.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing compared to this.
Is it working? Can people come over and rent from him?
I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't really think that that far, but I could probably start a little business.
All right.
Not sure that his wife is going to be on board with that either.
Okay.
But it's fun looking. I will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it. It's pretty great. You should see it.
All right.
That's feel good.
Every hour we do this. At Ben and Kelly Show. On 90-
oh, you're not going to like the one next hour either.
All right. 99.7 DJX. Okay, so are Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez a couple or are they not? I guess that
well,
was
listen,
the big thing over the weekend.
Yeah, so there were shock waves
mm-hmm.
that they had broken up after 4 years, all the things. And now they're saying, no, that didn't happen. Mm. We're working through some stuff. But so there were rumors that she was getting a little cozy with Lenny Kravitz on a movie set in Dominican Republic. And yeah. then he was talking to someone from Southern Charm, whatever. And they're like, no. Got some stuff going on. So Jennifer posts a sassy little TikTok on her Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Where she posts some of the headlines
mm-hmm.
and then said dumb.
Yeah, right.
And then TMZ, one of their reporters caught up with Alex over the weekend and he said, I'm not single.
Okay.
So they're saying there's a chance.
Well, and to me, and maybe this is like a lot of you who are just kind of casually innocent bystanders in all of this, I thought everything was fine. They seem great.
Because, they do a lot of press together. I mean, they have largely been putting their relationship mm-hmm. out there on our YouTube channel, doing right. a ton of interviews together. I mean, they were very open about having to postpone the wedding a couple of times because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
They even admitted they've been in therapy. So they're doing all the things
all right.
to try to keep it together. And I, for one, I'm rooting for them because poor J-Lo, she has been through many, many things.
I know. And
many
I,
marriages.
And I feel like
situations.
Yeah, she's getting a kind of a bad rap for that. And I
know. And I feel like they were really good together. Like she had yeah. finally met her match mm-hmm. and he's very supportive of her and they seem to work very well together. So in the celebrity love life, I'm really rooting for them.
Okay.
I largely don't care.
I was going to say, this has any sort of consequence to our daily life, but.
Yes, I care about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I care about Chris Pratt
uh-huh.
and his wife. I marginally care about Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. I'm really rooting for them. Well, I want to see this be her happily ever after. That
I would
sticks.
Like that too. I would like that too. So yeah,
I think they're good together.
I saw the original headlines, and I like you was like, oh wow, okay, this is
out of left field.
I felt like it was out of left field. So hopefully it's just like it's there's some truth to the hey, it's dumb. Pump the brakes. You know, we're not splitting up. It's just. You know,
We're going through a rough patch. We're spending time apart because we got work things.
And how tough would that be, though, to be in a relationship that is so in the public focus that even if you've got just any sort of little road bump, it's like, break it up. How tough would that be? That would be tough to be in
that
a relationship
adds another
like that.
Layer.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so we're sending good vibes there.
Good vibes, right. WDJX.com if you want to read more. All right, hey, coming up next, group therapy. Man, we got an interesting message from a listener. I'll read you the very first sentence, okay?
Okay.
Prepare to be weirded out.
Oh, wow. See, listen, can we acknowledge that the group therapy game has been amped up. Like, I don't know if people just feel like they're in a safe place now.
I think they do.
Or that we're doing it more often, and they're like, hey, they want to hear my stuff.
So here's my stuff.
They're participating more.
I like it. I do, too. So, yeah, prepare to be weirded out is the first sentence in this group therapy. Coming up here next, you know, if you ever want to just reach out to us, message us at Ben and Kelly Show, and especially if you've got something that you're not necessarily sure how to proceed with, and you just want a third opinion, or a fourth, or a fifth, or a sixth, that has no emotional connection to your situation, then, you know, come to us. We'll toss it out to the group, see what we can do for you, all right?
We got opinions.
So, got this message from a listener who says, prepare to be weirded out. All right, already.
I'm ready.
I'm intrigued. Okay. Goes on. We live in a very affluent part of Louisville. We're great friends with our neighbors, many who are well-known in the community. We have neighborhood get-togethers every so often, and kids play in each other's pools, that sort of thing. So gossip is flying through our community now. Our neighbors, who are very well-known, about once a month have a small little party where cars pull up after dark. People get out and walk straight into the house. The women usually are wearing long coats, buttoned all the way up, and in high heels. We talk to these neighbors all the time about everything, but they never mention who these people are or anything about these parties.
Oh boy.
Our other neighbor said something once like, did y'all have a get-together last night? And she said, yeah, work stuff.
Work stuff?
Yeah. We all started talking about this because 3 months ago, the neighbor across the street had the doorbell ring and a couple going to this party were at the wrong house. They had a bottle of wine. She had a short coat on and they swear there was a chance that she didn't have anything else on underneath the coat. What's
okay,
going on
that's
here?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Do we tell them we think something is weird and ask them to explain? What do you think is going on?
I feel like no. Because it's going to just then eat. Okay, one of two things. It's going to make it weird and awkward.
Mm.
Or they're going to think, oh, you want to be invited? And then they're going to be invited to the weird party.
But that's,
and I don't know if they want that either.
Well, I know, but again, I'm like, if I'm the neighbor and I'm not getting the invite, why? Why am I not getting the invite?
Do you want the invite?
I mean, I want the invite to maybe be able to turn it down. You know?
This feels very Eyes Wide Shut.
It does.
It does.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I feel like we pretend it doesn't happen. I feel like that's what we do.
Samantha texts in and says, really, it's none of their business.
Shannon, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Shannon texts in and says the same thing. Says, no, you don't talk to them about it. Mind your business.
Yes, leave well enough alone.
Man.
You just have backyard barbecues with them if you want and leave it at that. Mind your business.
But how can you?
Mind your business.
When things like this are presenting themselves to you in your face.
You know what? You let that be a mystery.
Mm.
It doesn't concern you.
All right.
Leave it alone.
All right. I think this is pretty a closed situation in that I feel like everyone's going to say, mind your business. Like, let them do them. And whoever else, it seems. And,
oh, stop.
And go about your business, you know, being just a normal neighbor, right? You know?
Yes, I feel like this is not any of your business. We don't have any right to intrude on their privacy and what they're doing in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to make it weird between you if you mention it or anything like that.
I mean,
so
why,
let's just not.
Why don't you do what everyone else does and get on like the Nextdoor app or whatever and say
and gossip about it behind their backs.
Gossip about it behind their backs, right?
Anyway, matter with you. That's right. Not good either.
All right, group therapy. If you want to chime in, feel free.
502-571-9970. 997 DJX needs to address the
reason. Okay, 997 DJX, are you ready to play a game? Good. You can call me the Vigilante. Taking from big corporations and spreading the wealth to the people. Vigilante had something go down the wrong pipe. Beginning next week, I will hack in a secret word at the beginning of each hour that you'll enter into WDJX.com and begin to win $1,000 of their money. Evil laugh.
again, thank you for your patience as we work through this situation. From Southern Indiana Equipment and 99.7 DJX.
Group therapy is very sort of Desperate Housewives. It's a kind of a Desperate Housewives sort of thing.
I knew you'd get there.
Eyes wide shut sort of thing where a listener messages us about these weird parties that her neighbors are having at night where people are wearing long coats, buttoned all the way up, high heels, usually bringing a bottle of wine. She's never been invited, but is like, hey, do we tell them that we think something's weird and ask them to explain what these parties are all about?
Stephanie's like, maybe you can look in the window. Everyone else, though, is like, no, don't ask.
I do.
Just leave them alone. It's their business. It's their house.
I do appreciate Stephanie continuing to text us and say, well, maybe they can think of an excuse to go knock on their door when they noticed that these parties are going on and ask them a question about something random, something unrelated to the party.
Borrow some sugar. Hey, I'm baking some cookies. I need to know if you have some sugar.
You walk over. Borrow. Hey, I noticed that your security light went on in the back. Have you checked out? What do you got going on in there? What's happening in there? Again, I've never been invited. I don't get invited to much, but. I've never been invited to any sort of weird, crazy party like they are describing.
Are you upset about that, though? Do you want to be at the weird parties?
Again, I say I would rather be invited and turn them down than to never be invited. So,
okay.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Is that why you don't come to my Christmas party every year?
It's always on a weird weekend. I swear. Yeah.
We're getting to the bottom of it now.
Right. I'd rather be invited and not go and always turn it down than to be never invited. So anyways, yeah.
I have heard about some of the things that happens at Kelly's house.
Right.
I'm not going.
I think we're all just kind of wanting to be those Snoopy neighbors where they... see things that are happening that they don't understand and are like, is it more?
I'd rather not know.
And several people are like, you know what? A lot of times the gossip is way more juicy than what's happening in real life. So maybe that's what the case is here. And we can just all go about our day and just curiously wonder what happens in this, quote, affluent part of Louisville where
it's... You do you, baby boo.
Sure. So again, I think we're all saying, listen, let's just chalk it up to curiosity and leave it at that. All right?
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you. Appreciate you coming to us. And we can work that out for you there at Ben and Kelly Show. If you've got any sort of curiosity or want us to work something out for you, we can do that.
We did get a really good point, another text message saying, imagine if everybody minded their own business about what other people choose to do with their lives. Imagine what that would be like.
That
social media.
That would be amazing.
I'm looking at you.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy. Thanks. We'll get to a little bit of sports here. Yeah, I'm not going to dwell on the fact that Louisville, Kentucky, Western Kentucky, Bellarmine, IU are not a part of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Purdue. You left out Purdue.
Morehead State is. Speaking of Purdue alum Drew Brees, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, has announced his retirement after 20 seasons, 20 years in the NFL. So that's pretty impressive. Wow. Yep.
I mean, what a career. He's one of our proudest stories. Being a Boilermaker.
Yeah. Also, congrats to Louisvillian Justin Thomas, Players Champion winner there.
He got emotional.
In the world of golf. Yeah, pretty cool that CenX grad there doing big things on the golf course.
And watching it yesterday.
And then do I bring up the fact that even though his former teams didn't make March Madness... Rick Pitino and his Iona Gales earned a bid this year.
I don't think so.
No, don't bring that up.
No, I don't think so.
Is it too fresh? Is it still too fresh?
I'm not sure.
Is the wound still too fresh?
He has legions of fans here still.
Is the wound still too fresh to bring up Ricky P's name here in the 502?
I mean, I'm not in... all of that. I don't feel like I'm the spokesperson for the fans, but no. I also think that with finger on the pulse, I don't know if there's many.
Yeah. All right.
Are rooting for him still.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, just he's sitting back doing his own thing. I don't even know where Iona College is. Is that in New York? I don't even know.
Not sure.
Will you Google that for me real quick?
I don't want to. I don't know how to spell it.
I don't know how to spell it. All right, so that's sports. Real quick update there for you. Big winners, Justin Thomas. Big winner there, Players Champion. Of course, the NFL's Drew Brees and alma mater to Purdue.
Yes.
Retirement.
Boilermaker.
From the NFL.
There you go.
And you know what? I'm going to say Morehead State. Let's go ahead and root Morehead State on as a bluegrass representative in the NCAA tournament there. All right? Can we do that?
I'm giving them applause.
Yes, you are. Mets sports.
Let's do it.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, last hour we learned what the hacker was all about. The hacker is wanting to be called the vigilante, and apparently the hacker enjoys stealing from big corporations, which I'm guessing he's fingering us for that and giving to the poor. So he's like the modern day Robin Hood, I guess. All right.
Okay.
But anyways.
This is fun.
Yeah, the vigilante has taken over our contest and is now doing his own contest. And so we're now...
When does it start?
Next Monday.
Okay, so another week. We need to wait. This is a lot going on.
Well, you know what?
This is a lot of buildup. I really hope it's going to be worth it.
When you've got our attention, you might as well milk it, right?
Oh, he's milking it.
Yeah. The vigilante there with Southern Indiana Equipment.
He's gotten a sponsor.
He's gotten our sponsors involved. That's fantastic. They're not going to pay for this. They're not going to pay for this. There's no way. So, yeah, next Monday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's a feel-good story. And you said last hour that I'm not going to like this one. Why?
Well, you have, I feel, certain criteria for a story to fulfill before it's a bona fide, certified feel good in your eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look sideways at you if it's like a new food that's coming out.
Okay, well, I feel like this is a little on the fringe of the category.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a little on the fringe, but it's fun.
All right, so we give you feel good stories every single hour to put a smile on your face. And
you're not going to like it.
Okay. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I'm throwing in a bonus first.
Okay.
I have a correction. Thanks to Laura. She said that Purdue is indeed in the NCAA tournament. They're the fourth seed in the South.
Yeah. How you just assumed that the Boilermakers who didn't make the list when they're the fourth seed. I mean, that's not like they're the 16th seed. It's not like they squeaked in. They're the fourth seed.
I haven't been following it as closely as I should. And when I say as closely as I should, I haven't been following it at all.
Right. They're playing North
Texas. But Laura is there to save me.
Oh,
Boiler up.
Yeah.
Can we all get behind them now? Can we?
I think you and Laura can.
Since we don't have
a lot
of dogs in the fight, let's... Yeah. Listen, let's rally.
I don't think any Hoosier is going to be rooting for the Boilermakers. Sorry. That is not happening.
Well, okay. There's not a lot of those down here either. How about all of my friends?
Okay.
All of the Ben and Kelly friends can throw their support behind the Boilermakers. Come on!
Okay. Is that your bonus?
Nope, that's a bonus. Yep, I'm going to get to the real story now.
All right, what's the real story?
Pig clothes.
Pig clothes? Is it feel good?
Yes. Doreen, she lives in Florida.
Okay.
She's got a 200-pound pet pig. And she's all like, you know, she's a pharmaceutical rep by trade.
All right.
But she kind of came up with the idea after finding it virtually impossible to find clothes for her gigantic pet piggy, Rosie.
Sorry, why does the pig need clothes?
Well, she thinks so. So she set up a little company called Snort Life.
Okay.
And now spends her evenings after work sewing outfits for piggies across America. And you know what? She's got YouTube to thank. She bought a sewing machine. She watched some YouTube videos, taught herself to sew.
Okay.
She's passionate about her pig. She's always been into fashion. It just works. The business just happened organically. And people apparently want to buy it. because she's found a little bit of a market for it. She's made costumes for birthdays, tuxedos for weddings, motorcycle jackets, clowns, cop uniforms, newsboy outfits, cowboys, you name it, Piggy Couture.
Okay.
Yeah, that's feel good.
That's your feel good.
So let's recap. Purdue in the NCAA tournament, okay, and Piggy clothes.
This feels like a very me-focused, and when I say me, I mean you, focused feel good.
I don't have a pig. I don't have, like, that's not personally resonating with me. I don't have a pet pig.
Okay.
I just thought it was kind of fun. It's a I told you it was on the fringe of the feel-good category, okay?
Okay.
This is kind of fun. Okay. So if you have a pet pig and you were, like Doreen, thinking, huh, where do I buy clothes
for
my pet piggy?
Want my pig to walk around naked.
Exactly. Now you have snort life.
All right. That's great.
We'll tweet it out. You should see it. I mean, gorgeous little dresses.
Sure.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. I guess if they're, in the grand scheme of things, another reason that wearing masks this past year has been a good thing, it's in this case. I got a message from a listener. I'm a kind, considerate person. Generally, have a very happy disposition. I also suffer from what is known as resting bee face. It's pretty bad.
That's unfortunate. It's when you kind of look really,
angry.
Mean?
Angry.
Most of the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
She says, I look either very unhappy or downright evil, depending on one's interpretation. It's been better since we've all been wearing masks, but when my friends have to assure other people that I won't bite their heads off if approached, you know it's bad. My husband is in the military, so every few years I have to start over from scratch with my social life, and it isn't easy when I look so unapproachable. What can I do? I can't walk around with fake smiles plastered on my face. It's exhausting, and I'd probably look a little loony. Anyone else have this problem?
Oh, gosh.
Now,
don't know.
I will say,
I don't think I do, but I don't know. I'd have to probably ask other people.
Yeah. Do I have RBF? I don't know. Do we take photos of one another and post it to see what our resting normal? Okay. So that is like when you just have a normal face, like
when you're not smiling.
You're not smiling, you're not frowning, you're not doing anything. You just are resting your face. What that looks like, if it looks angry,
I can do that.
If it looks angry, then I think you're constituting RBF, you know?
I don't know if I can make that face. Need to be in the moment.
You need to be in the moment.
And someone needs to, capture that.
Okay.
I don't think I can, manufacture right now, take a selfie, because that's not going to be authentic.
You can't just do a straight face and just go,
No.
So anyways, getting back to, we got on ourselves there for a second. So she's asking, anyone else have this problem? And I'm like, I don't know if I have this problem and what. Okay. So I guess what we need are people who have self-admittedly RBF, resting bee face, to chime in on how they have assured people that no, they're not that way in real life.
Maybe you just kind of get in the habit of just having just a little hint of a smile as you're moving about your day.
Well, and that's what
and
she's
maybe
talking
that
about.
Might help. It can lighten up your face.
And like she says, it's exhausting, and it looks a little loony to have a fake smile. So
it doesn't have to be like Joker level smile. just a little hint of a smile.
So here, can we do a side by side real quick, you and me in the shot?
Want to giggle incessantly.
No, you need to just have a straight face. Okay.
Yeah, that's difficult to do. Hang on. I'm laughing at you.
All right, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, all right?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So what Kelly and I are trying to do is we're trying to screen capture a resting bee face for each other and see what we can do about it. Okay. All right.
Wait a second.
All right.
Wait a second.
Do your best.
Wait.
Do your best normal face. All right. Normal face. Three.
I'm almost feeling like I have to frown.
No. You don't do anything.
I know.
Don't do anything.
I know.
Okay. Don't do anything. All right.
Okay.
3, 2, okay.
All right. I got it.
Do I look crazy? I look directly into the camera.
I mean.
All right.
I wasn't looking at myself.
I'll send it to you, okay?
And let me filter it up first.
What? Filter it up first. All right. So we'll see. We'll see what.
I got to filter it for the gram.
What our RBF looks like compared to others. But I guess anybody have any suggestions that self-admittedly has RBF? Let us know and maybe help out this listener here on 99.7 TJX. It is a medical condition, not really talked about, but we're trying to expose it here on the morning show. We're talking about resting bee face. And since the pandemic has begun, those who are afflicted with this curse of resting bee face have at least had the security of wearing a mask and those not necessarily being completely in their gaze. Now, a listener had reached out to us and said, how, especially when I have to move every couple years because of my husband's job, do I make friends when I am afflicted with this very not talked about disease known as RBF? Mike texts in and says, I have RBF, but I don't worry about it. You have to take a gamble with me. Okay. So Mike's just saying, listen, don't worry about it. Let those figure it out based on your personality. Okay. If the struggle's real, Amberly, what do you think? You have it, right?
So I have it, and this pandemic, I wear the mask or whatever, but like, how to lighten up your face, I guess you would just make it a point to, like, be really polite. Just, like, gestures and your body language, pretty much. Since you have that resting bee face, you would just change your body language. You would just lighten up the whole mood for everybody.
Make up for what you lack in your facial features with your body language and gestures.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right, thank you, Amberly.
Yeah, maybe just, you know, say hello to strangers passing you by, right? If you feel like you're unapproachable.
Kim.
And again, just, I know she says it's exhausting, but if you just try to have a hint of a smile, even underneath the mask, it might, like, lighten up your eyes.
Kim feels you. She says the struggle is real. It does make you unapproachable. It says, I also have a strong, blunt personality, so people love me or hate me. Best thing to do is just be with someone when meeting others at first. Then, just start a conversation with someone so new people get to know your personality and can see you're really not a bee. Hopefully that helps if you have a witty personality. So, all right.
Yes, have a friend run interference. This is my friend. She's really not mean.
She just looks like it. All right. So anyways, thank you for reaching out to us. Again, we try to just tackle every sort of issue that you may have.
And we try to, you know, put ourselves in your shoes. So we have taken a picture of ours and put it on our Instagram story, if you'd like to judge and see whose is worse. And there you go. And I will, in my defense, I was looking directly at the webcam. It looks like I'm looking up.
Oh, okay. So you're already making excuses for it.
Great. I'm already. Okay. I'm not comfortable with it, but whatever. That's what we're going with.
All right. So at Ben and Kelly Show to see more. The Oscar nominations just were announced. Nick Jonas, his wife Priyanka, they were hosting the nominees. We do have a Best Animated Feature, Onward, Over the Moon, a Shaun the Sheep Movie, Farmageddon, Soul, and Wolfwalkers nominees for Best Animated Feature. I'll tell you, I've seen Onward and Soul, both of them surprisingly good.
Where are the Croods? The Croods,
you're right.
I've thrown all of my support behind that to support my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds and everybody else in the movie. Why was that snubbed?
Maybe it's not a snub, Kelly. Maybe it just missed the deadline. So maybe it'll be.
I feel like it's a snub.
Maybe it will be eligible next year. Best Picture nominees for the Oscars: The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, and Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. So there you go.
I have heard of none of those. Have you heard of any of them?
Mank and Nomadland. And The Trial of the Chicago 7. I know these just because of the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes just happened, and a lot of those were nominated for Best Picture for the Golden Globe. So I've heard of them. I haven't seen any of them, but as I always say every single year, with the Oscars and with the Golden Globes, I don't typically like the award show per se, but I like knowing what are nominated so as to be like, all right, well, maybe that's a good one to watch. But April
20th. I did watch Raya and the Last Dragon.
What do you think? Because highly I saw recommend. That. I thought it was good.
Highly recommend. We really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was good,
okay,
too.
Okay, so I'm going to throw my support behind that one, too. Now, that one, I feel like it's too late. Maybe next year.
Yeah, I feel like that one is one that could get nominated for Best Animated Feature next year.
You know what? Why don't they make animated movies Best Picture? Have they ever been nominated for Best Picture?
That's a good question, Kelly. I don't know.
See, I feel like, again, maybe there's some sort of discrimination there.
Maybe.
Like, they should be... Like that and superhero movies. You rarely see superhero movies in Best Picture category.
I want the Avengers to be in superhero.
That should have gotten all the awards back in the day. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe they
all
should make a category of Oscar nomination for superhero film. Best superhero movie.
No, they deserve to be in the big boy category. Okay. You know, Best Picture overall. I'm just saying, why are they always excluded?
I think the MTV Video Music Awards are probably there for those sort of things, right? Because the MTV Awards always have those sort of categories like Best Superhero Movie and things like that.
They are just as legit. I'm just saying.
Okay. April 25th on ABC is
I'm boycotting
the Oscars go down. Okay. Let's get to a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without hanging out naked on a chair in your apartment's parking lot, you're doing okay.
Why are we naked in the parking lot?
What a friendly greeter at this apartment parking lot, though, right?
Wait, did they get locked out? That's happened to me.
To Florida we go, where 71-year-old Irving, a.k.a. Baby Cakes, as he's known around the place... He was fully nude.
I need to kind of know the backstory for that nickname.
Right. Fully nude, sitting in his chair next to his apartment complex's parking lot. Here's the thing. There's a bunch of children running around the area, too.
Yeah.
That's where it gets to be indecent exposure, disorderly intoxication. Oh, yeah.
Nobody needs to see little baby cakes. Nobody.
That is true. So that is just a quick one. But if you can manage to make it through the day without hanging out on your chair in your apartment's parking lot, fully naked, you're doing okay.
You know what? That was probably the blessing for him, is that it's in Florida, so it's warmer, and he wasn't freezing. We can thank the good Lord for that.
Again,
I think I'm choosing to think he got locked out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm choosing to think.
Or just a very friendly greeter there at the apartment complex.
Yeah, I did get locked out of my sister's house one time in Michigan when I went to visit her.
Mm-hmm.
She was at work. I was out there with her dog for, probably a good couple of hours. I had my jammies on, though. I wasn't naked.
Okay, that's good.
I did get to meet her neighbors. That was fun.
That's fun. All right. Setting the bar. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, that Monday hits after daylight saving time, and it's a hard one. Gotta be honest.
It's a struggle.
Yeah, yeah. I had to even convince my 9-year-old last night that it was, in fact, time for bed. She didn't believe me because I hadn't changed one of the clocks in her house, sprung it forward. And she was like, no, it says 8 o'clock. I'm like, no.
Nope, Dad, you're lying to me right now. You're just trying to play a little mind trick because you want me to get to bed earlier.
I know. She's like, let me see your watch. I was like, here, look, let me show you right here.
It's hard to deny that.
I know. And then even my body was like, yeah, not ready for bed. And I'm like, I'm ready for bed. Yep. Yeah. So.
And then your body was like, not ready to get up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
for about a week.
The struggle bus here this morning. But yeah, it's all good here. As this weekend was pretty big as far as award shows goes, the Nickelodeon, the Grammy Awards. We learned about the Oscar nominees here this morning. And then, yes, we're all Morehead State fans now as Louisville and UK and IU and Western and Bellarmine didn't make the dance. So
nay, sir, we're also Purdue fans. Come on, Boilermakers.
I don't think we can be Purdue fans.
No, we can.
You know?
We can be. Yeah, no, we can be. You know why? You know
why.
You know a Boilermaker. It's me. So you're basically turning your nose at me personally if you're not supporting them. And I take offense to that.
Kelly,
to mention the fact that I just found out they were really in it. I'm not really following it as close as I should. But I am on board now.
Kelly, how long have we known each other and how many years have I not supported your Boilermakers? I'm not going to start now. Sorry.
It's
not going to happen.
Shocking. It really, let me just tell you how deeply that cuts.
Mm.
It hurts a lot.
Okay. It doesn't really, but I appreciate you feigning a pain over this whole snub. All right. Uh-huh. So, yeah, hopefully you have a great day tomorrow. Phone taps and more on the show. You miss anything, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Go Boilers. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.